People wishing to commemorate loved ones through a District of Houston program could soon have a different option. Instead of donating the current concrete benches, people may soon be able to choose plastic benches instead, as they require minimal maintenance and are less subject to vandalism. The challenge of the concrete benches is that each of the 33 sold so far require sealing each year to prevent deterioration, indicated a comprehensive memo to council from Corporate Services Director Karen Hogstead. Bronze plaques containing the name of the person remembered have also been a repeated target of theft, necessitating the switchover to granite plaques. More recently, we have also had vandalism to the granite plaques, she added. Replacing the plaques comes at the expense of the district. At the same time, there's a limit of 10 years on the donation, so that while deciding what happens to a bench after that is up to the district, it is up to the donor to contact the district to determine the status of the donation. If for some reason the donated item must be replaced after this period, or another donor is interested in replacing the item, the original donor will be given the first opportunity to replace it, reads the current district policy. But the problem with this is that donors are hard to find to ask what the wish to do, and that replacing the concrete benches is expensive, Hogstead noted. Concrete benches are now $2,650, more than double original pricing, and shipping costs are nearly as much as a bench itself. Benches made of recycled plastic cost $2,100 and are a durable, low-maintenance alternative while supporting personalization through engraving. They will eliminate the need for resealing, reduce staff workload, and minimize long-term costs, Hogstead wrote. Counselors backed the idea of a switch from concrete benches to ones of hard plastic recycled material through a motion of Councillor Tom Stringfellow and seconded by Councillor Jonathan Van Barneveld. District staffers will now craft a draft policy for review by council and eventual adoption. Stringfellow did note that it was unfortunate the district was having to make a change when it comes to plaques commemorating loved ones because of ongoing vandalism. Councillor Troy Reitzma, in supporting the motion, saying the district would get more value for money in switching to plastic benches. And in response to a request from Hogstead that council think of additional places for benches, Reitzma added Bimac Park and the existing trail network to the list. It would be nice to add some of these on walking trails, because while some of us can do a 5-kilometer walk around town without sitting down, most of us can't, he said. Also to be considered by council when the draft policy comes back for approval is doing away with people being able to pay $475 to buy a commemorative tree, complete with a plaque. The district has an existing tree planting program, and so plaques may be affixed to those trees. The draft policy will also suggest ending the ability of people to buy a commemorative picnic table. 3 tables have now been purchased. They cost $3,850 each, including a granite plaque. And, at the suggestion of Councillor Rebecca Haugen, a new commemorative purchase may be added. And that is the ability to buy a section of bleachers at Four Seasons Park. There's a need for seating, stadium-style seating, she said. Existing bleachers built with donated Canfor lumber are getting to be past their prime, Haugen added.